fireworks, non-alcoholic drinks, free pizza for the kids, and a youth dance party? Yes, East Ferris has it all this Sunday, as they ring in the civic long weekend. The soiree takes place behind the municipal office in Corbeil, just off Highway 94, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Once darkness falls, fireworks erupt. See. East Ferris looking to pump more money into fire and emergency services budget. Although the event is hailed as a youth dance party, at least according to the poster circulating, Mayor Pauline Rochefort explains that the evening is open to all, as the fireworks provide a community bonding spectacle. It's an event meant for people to enjoy, she said, adding that, I'm not sure if calling it a dance properly captures the spirit of the event, she joked. The mayor's quip might be taken as a challenge to Kyle Sell, of Celebration Productions, as he will be on site GEEing the event. From Disney songs to hits of today, Sell explained, are surefire ways to ensure the poster rings true this Sunday. Add some old-school throwbacks that are making a return, and the parents might get up and join them. See. East Ferris Library plans accessibility upgrade. Sell is also looking forward to working at his new DJ booth, which will be well lit from the collection of lights he's bringing. I am hoping kids come out and burn off some energy before they get to see an awesome fireworks display, he said. People are encouraged to bring a lawn chair or blanket, and enjoy a free drink supplied by No Frills. Free pizza is also available for the kids, and Mayor Rochefort mentioned they will also be giving glow sticks out to the kids to enhance their Boogie Down production. In East Ferris, fireworks have been a tradition for many years, she said, and since they had to cancel their Canada Day fireworks, this will be the show to replace that lost event. The mayor also reminds people that on November 27 the municipality is hosting their centennial celebration, which will also include a fireworks display. I think it's important to maintain these traditions, she emphasized. See. Farm Stand Revolution grows at Rootstock Farmstead. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.